genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, it's a Thursday here on the program, and straight to the hotline we go, the Common Sense Hotline. Bob standing by in Charlevoix. Bob, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Steve, for taking my call. I'd like to make a comment about a comment that was made just a minute or two ago, okay?
Revelation
13:16 says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead, and that no man shall might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. Okay, how ironic. This is 2,000 years ago in the book of Revelation, Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17. How ironic.
You can't buy or sell unless you have this mark. Yeah, you can't function in society, and a lot of people have talked about that, and Bob, I got to run. But, you know, there's a lot of that technology out there these days. It's been around for many years. And people have these, I don't know if you call it conspiracy theories, this belief that maybe the government would require you to have some sort of identification that is permanently and indelibly on you. And you have to move forward with that, and it's been tested in the military and so forth. We'll go down that road some other day, but we're in a time and place where people want to know where you are, which is why you have social security numbers and other tracking, you know, information. You can't go anywhere without asking for your social security number. You know that. It's the way it works. Shifting gears to the state capitals, to Lansing and all the other state capitals and state legislatures around the country as to what the hot topics are. Because our next guest, Scott Greenberger, executive editor of Stateline, which is a project of the Pew Charitable Trust, will be releasing its 2016 legislative review series, which looks at what is hot and what are the big topics in the state capitals around the country. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
So give me an idea of some of the things that are important at the state level that maybe aren't being talked about as much at the federal level.
Well, some of these issues are being talked about at both the state and the federal level. Of course, for some time now, there's been gridlock in Washington. A lot of these issues are being talked about, but nothing's being done. And in contrast, at the state level, there is action being taken. And what we looked at for this year's legislative review were five different issues: criminal justice and policing reform issues, measures to curb the opioid abuse crisis, efforts in many states to phase in increases in the minimum wage, issues related to paid leave, paid family leave, and then also privacy issues. And that relates to everything from drones to data breaches. So these are all issues that many states in various ways debated and took action on this year.
I don't think there is any privacy left in this world, Scott. I mean, honestly, there's so much intrusion, both and we volunteer for so much of it. When we get on our computer, use our smartphone, and some of it we don't volunteer for as we're monitored. And in fact, part of what the last caller was talking about, we're being watched from a variety of people, from retailers to government and everything else. What can we do about privacy protection? What are some of the things floating around out there?
Well, it is a challenge because as you noted, technology is always outpacing, whatever lawmakers and state capitals can come up with, but there is a lot of concern. You mentioned mobile phones in particular. I mean, with each passing year, people are doing more and more with their mobile phones and putting more and more data, personal data, on those phones, you know, when they make purchases and whatnot. And
now we've learned, now hold on, we've learned that that the government believes that those mobile phones, if you're suspected of a crime, even a very minor infraction, that phone ought to be turned over for them for inspection so they can go through your emails and your text messages and figure out what's going on. And the crazy thing about mobile phones, it's a voluntary electronic leash. I mean, let's be honest. We know that anybody can turn on that phone. Heck, I can figure it out. If I have the system turned on, I can find members of my family on my phone. So therefore, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, well, if I can find my family voluntarily, then I'm pretty damn sure the government can find me anytime they want.
Well, yeah, you are. When you turn your phone on, that's right. You are revealing a lot of information about where you are and who you are. That's just the nature of the technology. I mean, there are other technologies as well that are raising privacy concerns. Drones, for example. Michigan passed a law this year prohibiting the use of drones for hunting or harassing hunters. And a bill that passed the House would criminalize trespassing on or above private property with a drone. And a similar bill in the Senate would require permission before flying a drone on private property. The other thing, the other area where there are a lot of privacy concerns related to the collection of data is in schools, student data. A bill passed the Michigan Senate that would require the Department of Education and school districts to notify parents when students' data is provided to anyone else. A lot of schools are collecting data and sharing it with third parties, which are helping them to sort that data.
You know why?
And
money.
It, so.
Yeah, money.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of money available.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, that's true.
I mean lists. Those, as anybody knows, it's in business. Those lists, those mailing lists, those email lists. A lot of money available there. That's big money for people.
Well, when you think about what schools are collecting, or what sort of information they have, it's everything from, you know, which kids are qualifying for free and reduced lunches, so they have economic and financial information.
They have medical
and
information.
Also bus routes, so home addresses, and so there's a lot of potentially very sensitive information that schools are collecting.
No, and what you've just explained to me there, they can create a formula then. If all the kids that need extra lunch money are in this area and the kids that don't are over here, they can target what they need and target different programs to different areas, whether they're trying to sell something or collect votes or whatever they may be doing. It's an information world, Scott, and privacy, well, not much of it. I appreciate you stopping in. Where can somebody find the report real quick?
It's on stateline.org is our site, and we... every day, well, this week we're publishing one of these stories every day, and then every other day we try to connect the dots between state capitals and put what's happening in individual states in a broader context.
Stateline.org. Scott Greenberger, thank you very much.